He is risen. He is risen. Do you know that you can only say that and believe that because of the grace of the Holy Spirit? You can say that He is risen and He is Lord. Welcome you if you are a guest or a visitor. I know we have family members that have traveled from out of town to be with us. And we are grateful for your presence here. And we're just grateful to be together and to celebrate our risen Lord. I do want to announce, I want us to be thinking about the Dunhams, our missionaries in Guatemala. This morning, they are in Santiago, Chile, because Kemal's father is having surgery, very, very crucial, serious surgery in the morning. And we want to be praying for the Dunham family. Please keep them in your prayers this week, and we'll try to get some updates about that as soon as we hear something tomorrow. Let's go to this great risen Lord in prayer. Mighty God, your Christ is risen. We give thanks for the gift of Easter. This gift that runs beyond our explanations, beyond our categories of reason. Even more, beyond the sinking sense of our own lives. We know about the powers of death. Powers that persist among us. Powers that drive us from you and from our neighbor and from our best selves. We know about the powers of fear and greed and anxiety and brutality and certitude. Powers before which we are helpless. And then you. You at dawn, unquenched. You in the darkness. You on Saturday. You who breaks the world to joy. Yours is the kingdom, not the kingdom of death. Yours is the power, not the power of death. Yours is the glory, not the glory of death. Yours, you, and we give thanks for the newness beyond our own achieving. Even Jesus. Amen.